And they tolerate the multi-person.
Okay. So a little bit about aluminium. Anyone wants to see a live demonstration? We have here in the corner. So the first thing to know is that obviously, when you buy aluminium, the last person you meant to ask anything to is the moicha. People often ask the moicha, what do you think about this? And you get to hear lots of different answers, but the moicha generally is the last person you ask. Someone told me he always asks the moicha, says if you ever go to a moicha and ask about the aluminium, and he says you always take a problem, put it in the bin, then he's got cheskos kashrus. But I don't think you'll ever get that, so you shouldn't, people could hold it to the moicha, what do you think about this, what do you think about that? And everything's always okay. And that's what he'll tell you is a blattle, and by a lot he'll tell you it's fine. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of money here. I'm not saying anyone's not saying anything wrong, but it's like some people there, it's a lot of moichrim say, you buy that aluminium, you pay for it. If a rov tells you it's possible, I'll give you money back. Now, no rov will ever say it's possible. To say it's possible, there's so many shits, there's so much to rely on. So the moichrim is obviously relying on that, so never ask the moichrim. Obviously, here we have an amazing system where you can come and show it to the rov. That's always the best. But as the moicha, that's the worst. What are you looking at, looking for in your aluminium? Start with the rule of Esrog, what should we start with? Here's what I have to start with the Esrog. The Esrog, the most important thing to know is black dots.
It's 4 feet.
Oh, very good. If you have a black dot on your Esrog, you've got a problem. Now we're going to discuss where, what, how many. People don't come to the raw for the black dot. Usually you can see yourself. First, it's got to be black. If it's brown, it's okay, but then you should check with the rov. But because they've got shimmers, they've seen what black and brown is different in colours. But generally speaking, when it's black, you know it's black. On the choytim is the nose. Every esrog points on a nice long Jewish nose at the top of the esrog. The choytim of the esrog, if it has one black dot that you can see, the esrog's possible. There's no ifs, there's no buts, there's no sveikas, there's no. It's finished. In the bin. In the bin. What do people say? There's two ways around it. Either they say it's not nearly lam. So you can debate what that means. Some moichrim go, no, I can't say. Well, of course you can't say. Depends how far you. It's not, Nir Leilayim is a very. It's, you can't define it. It's not how big is Nir Leilayim. Generally speaking, the consensus of most people is similar. So if you hold it by a certain distance and it fades away, it doesn't hit you, then fine, that would be okay. But it's got to be you properly know it's not Nir Leilayim. And the other etzer, we said this is not black. But again, most people can tell black, brown. The real sort of black dot is when the esrog itself shows discoloration as a result of unhealthiness inside. If you take a black mark and draw it on your hand, there's nothing wrong. Whereas if your black mark comes on your hand, if it's not saras, it means something not good's happening underneath. There are those who want to say now they do resus, they spray and they do lots of different treatments to the esrog. So they say it's not really the esrog, it's got some sort of chayla, rather from the outside.
What's brown?
Brown, there's loads of colours. You find red, you find blue, you find green, you find every colour. Brown as well can be a little bit of a rotting, but the reason why black is because black is a shinui mara. Shinui mara means it's not normal. Black is not normal. Brown, yellow, beige, green, these are colours that are possible to see on a fruit. But no black, no fruits have black on. So black or white, white is very uncommon, young people don't speak about it, but proper white, white like paper, proper white, if the colour, even that's not so white. White like this, proper white would also be a problem, it's not so common. Black is much more common. Black and white would be a problem. Brown, green, yellow, these are all machloikas in different. Every time it's different, again, you take it to a rov and you check it up here in a mage and they'll tell you what is with the esrog.
Where would it come from?
It can come from sprays, it can come from animals, it can come from developing in the field. If you go home tonight and pick up an apple, you think apples are red, apples are green, you look at it like an esrog, you'll suddenly see lots of colours there. I've seen blue on an esrog, lots of strange colours. It's the skin reacting to the sun, the light, the water, and it's a very delicate fruit, the esrog. And therefore, anything can happen to it. It's not as strong and robust as other fruits. So that is the black dot on the esrog. That's on the choytim. One black dot on the choytim. One. Just one, you're out. On the main body of the esrog, the main body is below the choytim, you've got the point, and then it goes down. On the main body of the esrog, you can't have a roiv. What does roiv mean? You can have like 50% roiv. So, when I hold up this box of tissues, everyone's looking at a box of tissues, how much of the box can you see? In this 3D world with 4D really, the answer is the eyes curve slightly. So when you look at this, you don't see 50%, you see 51, 52, 55%. I see 55, you see 55. So if I hold up my esrog like this, and I see a black dot, then I'm looking at the esrog, and I can see a black dot. But if the black dot's on the other side, for example, these two fingers are black dots, right? So now I look at the esrog, I can't see black dots. I'm looking at Roiv the esrog. Roiv, my esrog is clean. If I look at it, I see it. But now Roiv, you can't see my two fingers now. These two fingers are black dots. You're looking at 55% of the box. You can't see it. That's Roiv is clean.
One dot is always going to be less than 55%. You're going to look at
no, so point. Roiv means you look at Roiv. If these two...
Round,
no. Yeah. So Simcha, look. If these two fingers are black dots, then Roiv esrog has got black dots. Eyes only two tiny it covers less than 0.1%. Doesn't matter. I cannot get Roiv this clean.
Right?
No, it doesn't help to ignore it. So again, if they're very close together, then you can get Roiv. If not, you'll always have a problem because wherever you go, you'll have your well to see. That is the main problem by esrog black dots. You go to a shop, you see £100, £200, £300, whatever the price they want, and it's a black dot. And you say, well, how could it be? Yeah, it can be. They rely on the fact.
Puzzle? Is it soft?
Puzzle. Puzzle. On the Chodim puzzle, down lower, the two, that's where the machlokes, we're showing them different. Sometimes you bring another surah from what's called Roiv. Chaznish has another way of working out Roiv. Chaznish has a much bigger kula than what Roiv is. That was the Mishnah Berurah, which is the main sect. So if it does happen and it's a good esrog, it's expensive, or you've already paid for it and you can't return it, then often the Rav will tell you, okay, rely on the Chaznish, rely on different shittas. But on the top, there's nothing to talk about, and down below, often there'll be trouble if you cannot get Roiv clear. The Okutz is at the bottom of the esrog, that has to be on. If that falls off, it's possible. The Pitzim. If the pitzim falls off, we know it's possible. However, if it fell off on the tree, then it's kosher.
Is there any way to tell?
The only way to be sure that the pitzim didn't fall off at the wrong time is if it's still on. Well, then you know it's still on. That's the only way to be sure. I had it when someone brought me an esrog. He went to a very big professional, and he looked at the esrog and said, this esrog, the pitzim fell off on the tree. And I didn't look right to me. I took out the stuffing in the box. There was the pitzim at the bottom of the box. It's very hard to tell. If you have a ditch at the top of where the pitzim is, three simonim is the ditch. It's brown or black, dark colour, not light, dark colour. And even better, there's a little rim around this crater, little tiny rim. The esrog bubbles up a tiny bit. Those are the simonim of the mabit, which Mishpura brings. It probably fell off on the tree, probably. You're 99.9% sure, that's fine. Some people didn't even like that, they didn't want to be the pitzim. But if it's fresh, white, or it's flat, or it even goes up a bit, then it probably fell off afterwards. And you gotta be careful because it could be possible. However, you must know, a pitzim falls off is not always possible. If something is left on the esrog, that means if this is smooth, there's nothing left. There's a little bump, because you feel something raised above the top of the esrog, the Magen Avraham says, kosher b'diavad. So it happens on Chol HaMoed, I should go back, and you are now, it's last day, Sukkot. No, you go around the Magen Avraham, kosher b'diavad. As long as there's something up, you got a little bump here, that's fine. If it's flush or down, then it's going to be possible, and if you ever does happen, the esrog is possible, especially if you can't afford a new one, then you can go to anyone, make a bracha, shake this. First day, that's bigger, tonight it's yours. Every other day, just take it, shake it, and then go around with yours. There's always going to be a shitta to rely on the Aminim Akasha, some shitta. So the halal, which is a Takonos Chazal, a mimic, is even less than a drabonon shaking the halals. When you're a mimic, use your Abraminim, you're going to be embarrassed, go around with it, fine. For the bracha, go to some nice fellow, looks like he's got a nice set of Abraminim. Give it a shake, and then use any mitzvah. Those are the main psalim. Black dots, the pitzim, chosa. Anything chosa is a problem. Often you go to a rav, and tell you sofek chosa. Why sofek chosa? But the rav is very smart, and he doesn't want to say chosa, because it's almost impossible to know with 100% certainty. But anything the slightest, minutest amount has been chipped out of the esrog is a shiloh of chosa. It's hard to say it's mamash chosa, because you've got the peel, it's different cheshbonos. The shayla of chosa. So you pick up an esrog and it got a little nick to it. Sorry? Yes, peel. But peel somewhere where it's just the peel. Often it's hard to know if it's penetrated beyond the peel into the next layer. And that's why a lot of the bottom will tell you it's. You can't know unless you pull it off, you can't tell. It's such a little. Sorry?
Peel off around it.
Yeah, but no one's going to do that. Because you run the risk of damaging it by peeling it. And also, peeling's okay. Nigla Viscoshi is right. But if it changes the colour of the esrog, it's a problem. So sometimes the esrog can hit something hard right here. You look at it, just a little bit came off, it's fine. The next thing you take out the box, it's all brown. Because it gets discoloured. Discoloration as a result of... Oh, that's the thing. That gets brown, not from that. That's the actual skin turns brown. It's a famous Chasam Sofer, says that's the beauty of the esrog. If you want to avoid it, what you do is, you're shaking your Abraminim, keep rotating. Every few minutes, rotate, because when your hands get sweaty against the esrog, and esrog gets wet, that's the worst thing for an esrog. Never let Hashem get wet. So hello, the chazan's doing oida for 2 weeks. He's singing oida. So what you do is very simple. You just give her a turn. 2 weeks later, he's still singing oida. Okay, another turn. And you make sure it's not sweaty. You, sometimes the aluminium's wet, the lula's wet, with the water, but that's really against it. Put it back in the box, that wet sits on until tomorrow. 25 weeks in the morning, whoa, big brown spot. Check the Ashwick is dry, give it a blow, a bit of a clean, take a tissue. It should be nice and dry when it goes away at the end of the day. If it goes away wet, even from sweat, you'll often have brown marks the next day, which, sometimes it's beautiful, it shows you using it. I think most people want to keep it, keep this hiddle for someone else. Yeah, what do you do with your fingers rather than have it tight in your hand? It's also clever, don't get knocked when it falls on the floor.
You gotta, against the lulav as well.
The lulav can be sharp, the lulav can be wet, the kosher can have edges to it. Yeah. Now you should touch it, the remarks is you should touch it together, they must touch. Must, I'm saying you should, that lock, you should touch. Can't say you're not using it. If it doesn't, it should touch together. But do it in a smart way that it doesn't get damaged. Kids take it to your kids and bang it together, shake it. You gotta be careful. It's expensive merchandise, you wanna make sure it's kosher. The last day you can shake as much as you like, until then. I'm going to give you a good nick. So, chosa, black dots, bletel, bletelich is like the, you get these scratchy marks over it. Sometimes that can be an issue. It's because I have to always check with the rabbi, an expert, because sometimes the bletelich can be a result of it getting caught by a thorn. Often at the bottom, we saw yesterday on the Esrog, you had a scratch, because you got these Arabs just cutting millions of, I don't know, maybe not millions, hundreds of thousands of Esrog given the boiling of the sun. They're not so careful, they just cut at the bottom, and they just, their scissors go through the Esrog, and they check there. Often you can see a little nick from the pliers, the tree cutters, as they go through it. So that's another thing to watch out for. And if it's missing and it's chosa, you're going to have a problem.
Even if it's at the bottom.
Yeah, chosa's anywhere. Chosa's anywhere. Why? It's simple, why? Because the black dye is as hot, it doesn't look nice. So if you see it, the chodim is the worst part one, because you see it. This part won't make it. Whereas chosef is missing, it's a factual thing about the Ezra, it's missing. Then we get to lulav. Lulav, what do you need to look out for? So everyone knows the middle leaf should be split. That's, everyone knows, fairly simple. If it is split, often on the Yom Tov things can happen.
You can use it if you want.
Oh, okay, let's use it. Let's be careful, because they cost money in there. Money to go back. But often a lot of people are shaking their lulav, so you can bang something in, you on Hashem, boom into the window, went to the guy in front of you, and then get cracked. If it does, don't give up hope. I had one near the bach, my esrog fell on the floor, I was so upset, the window was open, I went straight out the window, the guy below wasn't so happy. I was so annoyed my esrog, I got fell on the floor. Later on, I realized I was cautious though. You get very frustrated, you bang it over, it's split. Often there are other shitters to rely on, like you don't want to spend money on such a lot of. But if you've got it and it's ready second yom tov, third yom tov. So the middle leaf, if it splits, a problem. But you see here, this is the shedra. This is the hard bit here, the shedra. You can't bend it. This up here is a little bit softer. See, it moves. A little bit softer, we're not going to bend it because it's a new lulav. This shedra ends, every shedra ends with three leaves. You're going to have at the top. You should be very careful what you do, I'm doing, very careful. But you put it very, very gently. Well, see here, three leaves. I don't want to do too much. Like we said, it's a brand new lulav. But here, this is three leaves. These are a bit stuck together. Just get stuck on the tree through the moisture. Here's the shedra ends over there. You see, this way it ends, and there's three leaves. The middle one is the middle leaf. He's the main guy you got to watch out for. He can't be split. Every leaf is a double. I'll show you here without doing any damage, hopefully. You look here at a leaf. Every leaf is like a book. See here, I'm opening the book. Don't want to do too much because they're new lulav. But you see, it's like a book. It opens like a book. One side's closed. One guy told me, my middle leaf is closed on both sides. I told him, that means it's split. You can't open it because it's already been split. You have to check. But every leaf is a double. If the middle one splits, then it's possible. How much? The whole way down to the shedra. So again, let's find out our shedra here. The shedra starts. It's hard to see this one. About over here. Here's the middle leaf. So if it's split down to here, it's possible. If it's a roiv, a lot of poison holds is possible. If it's a tefach, some holds is possible. If it's a tiny bit is possible, it's really four stages. So if you bag a brand new lulav, spending good money, be mechre. I'm giving you money, I want it closed. If you get a bit of a cheap one, under bar mitzvah, okay, there's other shit to rely on. If I say a tefach is fine to rely on, people are mechre at us off, which is good, we should be. But a tefach, especially under bar mitzvah, if you don't want to spend so much money, you haven't got the money to spend. So a tefach is fine, it's also okay. Often, even cheap ones will be close to the top. And if it splits on the yom tov again, the tefach, 10 centimeters, right, it's not so bad. Roiv is closed. Chaznish has roiv lechatchili, you can run out, it's fine. No problem. That's the middle leaf has to be closed. The next thing to know is, There's something called a hemlock, which is not so common, but it's not so rare either. I would say about 1 in 20 would be a hemlock. A hemlock is when the middle leaf is a tiny bit split at the top, which we said is okay. You know, there's a shit of a tafach, but it goes in different directions. You look carefully at some of them in a very small way. It's not, I'm doing very extreme and exaggerated to show you. It doesn't have to be like that. They point a little bit in different directions. That's a shot of a hemlock. And that you'd have to, again, check with the Rav if it's going to be a problem. The main thing people look at a lot of, you take it to the Rav and he sits there with a magnifying glass, looking, what are they looking for? The answer is the Kuri Yaakov and the Primogodim say that when it comes to Chosah, something missing, Niktam, a little bit missing, you've got to be very, very careful. It's extremely difficult to tell. When you've got something like this, right, this is a man-made item, it's nice and smooth. Anything the Rav Shem made on trees doesn't end always with a perfect plastic finish. It fizzles out to an end. So it's hard to tell often what's going to be missing. So I'll sit like this, look at the tip, and look, and they pull out a magnifying glass and they're trying to look. If something's missing, even if you can't see it, it's a problem. Obviously, if it's tiny, it's impossible to see, that's not an issue. But if you can, it looks a bit hazy, and their glass is missing, that could be an issue because you're spotting already. Now it looks a bit hazy. If it looks fine, it is fine. If it's like not such a neat finish, and you look with the glass, do a bit of investigation, it's missing, problem. So Niktam is probably the biggest, most common problem by a lot of, and often a good Rav will tell you, Sovik Niktam, because again, it's impossible to nail it and say, Niktam. Then if that's the case, say if it's Yom Tov already, Pseido, if it's before Yom Tov, and again, he's spending money, get one which is Vada, not Niktam, it should look nice and gorgeous without any problems. That is Niktam on the loop. That's the time of tumors. Hadass ben Aravos, that's what people think, okay, big deal. If you are Aravos apostle, then you're 5,000 pound estric, whatever it is, or your 200 pound lulu. Oh, we'll get to it in a minute. The whole set's possible. If there's something wrong with your car, it's a beautiful car, yeah, if it doesn't switch on. Okay, the key. No, the car's useless. There are obviously possible, everything's possible. If that most of the leaves have fallen off, most leaves are drooping, they're drooping down, most leaves are dry or black or brittle or crumbling, anything unhealthy in most leaves is there obviously possible. Now, our robber's not so many, some robbers have 12 leaves on it. 13 leaves, so 6, 7 leaves are pointing down. The Ramah says, more than this, the Ramah says you should change your Aravos every single day. Every single day, the Ramah is halakha tomorrow. So if you give it water and it's good, then fine, maybe don't do the Ramah. You should be aware that Aravos are prone to issues. And therefore, if they are, and you see people shaking their lulav, it's the last day, well, I should spend now £5, it's the last day, you know, it's fine, yeah, tough, you know, okay. No, if it's black or drooping or brittle or broken or torn or ripped, then the whole, don't bother shaking, just go home, stay in bed, much more comfortable. It doesn't make sense to have a rubber, and it costs £5, whatever they cost.
You have to be careful when you put it into the hole, what do you have to be careful?
When you put it into the koshkel, you have these koshkel holders, you drive it in, that's the leaves being pulverized. And you may be left with loads of leaves on top, but Roy forgot. So what you do is you take your koshkel. First you soak it in water overnight, then you turn it back on itself, and it widens, and then you post it.
Just make the roll longer.
Oh, you make the roll longer, yeah, you could do. And you post it very, very carefully, you know it's good. There are people I know who don't do the koshkel because they're worried. Mongol Ram says if one leaf falls off, it's kosher, it's not lachat chila.
Is it more than half? Roy, what is it?
Oh, there's machloek, is it Roy of the Shia? Just 3 tefachim, right? Is that? Or even what I've got. I've got this big, it only needs that big. Say to me, you've got this big, what is it? This lulav is this big. How big does the lulav need to be? Let's say till here. Now, if this is my hadas, is it over this or over this? It's a sofik in the bi'alocha, there's a bach about it, a taz, bi'alocha bridge, it's a sofik. It's a sofik. The bi'alocha thing ends of sarachin. Lemaisa, what the assimilates is you cut it down a bit. Cut it down and then you will have the Rav Shia. Often by Hadassim, the biggest problem is down, the further down you go. People start Hadassim, look, wow, it's good, it's always good up there. Start like here, and as you go down it gets worse and worse.
So if you cut off the bottom.
Sorry, yes, you cut the bottom, don't cut the top off. You cut the bottom off, no problem, the lulav is also cut here, yeah? You can carry on the tree, they just cut it, you can always cut the bottom off. So you cut it at a point where you've got Rav with the Shia and Rav with the length, then that's fine. Finally, our others, what do you do by Hadassim, sorry? Hadassim is going to have 3 leaves growing out at the same point. All go to the same point. So again, no one really knows. It should look, so it was when the Ramosha said, okay, as long as it looks, not to say it looks like they come out at the same point, that's fine. Often, they won't be, if there's a leaf missing, it's not 3 in the same point. You're down to 2. So you should really have Roiv of the 3 sets. Roiv them, okay. But you have it like the Gemara, so it's like a Tchila Kuloi. It's not a chumrah, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, the chatchila kula, chatchila yishav, all your sets are three down, and as long as the stick is. So you got trouble at the bottom, cut the bottom off, that's okay. And then you shake on yontif, and half of it is full off. You always have to keep watching out. You have roiv of the shear and roiv of the stick, if you choish for that shear as well. Okay?